In this third bracha we add in Ritzei or Yalaviyavoy Nibchal Echad Mehem B'Shabbos. If the Rosh Chodesh Yom Tov or Chol HaMoed comes out to be in Shabbos as well, Amar Ritzei Rach Litzeinu, Achachach Yalaviyavoy. The others would say first, Yalaviyavoy second. We don't mix the two. We don't mention Shabbos with the Yom Tov or Yom Tov with the Shabbos like we do, let's say, in the general tefillah which we have for Yom Tov. We add in Shabbos as well. Over here, we keep the two distinct. Okay. Sif Yud Beis Omer Bo Lefi Shehizkira. So why is it here? So it's not specifically connected to Binyan Rishalayim, but it is a bakasha. Whereas the second bracha is clearly just an act of hodah, the third bracha has elements of request in it. So this is the appropriate place to place it. If you did say it in the second bracha, you're not yotze, you must do it again. Fine. The water of Shabbos is more regular. So we pass on that the more common one, the more regular one is done first. But you have it in Hichlev, Kavada Yotze. But if you switch the order and said Yalav Yoba before Ritze, you'd definitely be Yotze. It's not Mahaka, but you have it. Okay. If you started Yalav Yoba, if you forgot Ritze, you started Yalav Yoba. So you should interrupt Yalav Yoba. Go back and say Ritze. And then you say Yalav Yoba again. But that's all talking about you haven't reached the phrase B'yom Rosh HaChodesh or B'yom Chagos HaKodes. You haven't reached the moment you already mentioned the day. Once you've done that, you finish off Yalav Yavo and you would say Ritzei afterwards. That's a quote in the Musaf Dirsh over here from the Chagos Aryeh based on an Exos HaShulchan. Okay. Yalav Yavo, you don't mention Ritzei and Yalav Yavo. You don't mention Shabbos and Yalav Yavo. The HaKvar Hizkar Shabbos Ritzei. There's no need to repeat it again. And you don't mention Yom Tov, there's no need to mention it, both elements twice. Okay, Sifov. The person made a mistake and he forgot to mention Shabbos. And he's already finished the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem, B'nei Barachim Avi Yerushalayim Amen. He's finished the third bracha, and he did not mention Ritzei in that bracha. He has not started the fourth bracha yet. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shenasan Shabbosos Limelcha, Lamo Yisrael Be'ahava Lo'os Ulebris, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. So we have the Chazal Masak and a bracha in between the third and fourth bracha, which will compensate for the lack of saying Ritzei. Okay, let's say in total Hizkir Vosh Yom Tov, if a person forgot to mention Yom Tov in the third bracha, again, he finished the third bracha totally. He said, B'nei Barachim Avi Yerushalayim. And now he realizes, Oyvei, I forgot to say Yalav Yavoy. Omer Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Nosan Yomim Tovim LeYisrael, L'Sasor L'Simcha, Shem Chag Haploni Hazeh, you mentioned the name of the Yom Tov, Sukkot, Shavuos, whatever it is. Baruch Atah Hashem, Kadesh Yisrael B'Hazmanim. Mimcha Yom Tov B'Shabbos, Omer, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lekhen Ma'achalom, Shunasan Shabbosos Limlecho, Lamo Yisrael B'Ahava, Lo Ois L'Bris, Rem Tervim, Sosot Simcho, Yom Chag Haploni Hazeh, Baruch Atah Hashem, Kadesh HaShabbos, B'Yisrael B'Hazmanim. So this is again said, between the third and fourth bracha, b'chol brachos halalu b'shem u'malchus. Well, the sagi b'hach bracha dafka shehizker kadem shehizkel b'hatoi b'meitiv. It's all talking about you have not started the next bracha yet. So we're going to have to discuss. We say Tabe Meitim. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Hakeil. So is that called you start a Tabe Meitim or the word Baruch? I start a Tabe Meitim. I start the fourth bracha. So we'll see the Mishnah Baruch. Okay. Even if a person is not sure whether he mentioned it or not, we have to assume that probably did not mention it because he's benched many times without mentioning during the weekdays without mentioning Shal Shabbos. His regular his regular relationship, his regilis, what he's accustomed to, is not mentioned. Let's say, I think I mentioned to you that when I was in Shabbos for the Dirshu convention, Sir Mechel Steinmetz was the square dayan, was asked the question of a person who in general has gluten issues, he never washes during the week, the only time he ever washes is on Shabbos. So anytime he ever benches, he says, he always says Ritzei. And he forgot, he's not sure if he said Ritzei or not. So we're arguing, if a person's not sure if they said it, we assume they probably did not say it, because they're used to saying it during the week without Ritzei. This person always benches with Rizei because he never benches during the week. He said, in that situation, you would not go back. You would assume the person said it properly. You would not have to go back. Okay. Okay. Amar Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam. V'imenu Yodea Nusa Bracha Zu. He doesn't have a sitter which has this. How to phrase this properly. And he doesn't remember how to say it. So what do you do? So the halacha is you go back to the beginning of Bench. Chazal Rosh. Okay. Now let's say in Yudea, Haskol of Asim. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Nasan Shabbasos, Lamo Yisrael, Nimnucha. Baruch Atah Hashem, Kedish HaShabbos. Now there's some things in between. He doesn't remember exactly what you say in between, but remember like the beginning and the end. So the halacha is, Avshen Yudea, Shara Nosach. He doesn't know the middle part of it. You say it as much as you know, and that's good enough. Fine. If a Yom Tov, you say the Bereshim gave Yom Tov to Yisrael, Tzarech Lomel La'amo Yisrael. Asher Nasan Yom Tov La'amo Yisrael. Fine. The Sosan L'Simcha. He gave us these days as Sosa Simcha, but Rosh Hashanah ain't Amr L'Sosa Simcha. Okay, so you don't say L'Sosa Simcha because it's not a day of celebration. But Amagamin Amr Udvarcha Malkeno MS, you don't say that phrase of that which we say in general, we add in Rosh Hashanah prior to saying the Bracha in the paragraph which you have in Yom Tov. Right before you say the bracha bracha Hashem Hakadosh Yisrael b'hazmanim, so that paragraph when we say it in Rosh Hashanah, we add in the bracha mes v'chayam lat. So we don't add that in over here. We don't add that in by benching. Okay, so what is the nusach? This is the nusach bracha Hashem al kedem al chalom shorsan yomim tevim lamo Yisrael Hashem zikaron hazeh. Okay, that's what you say. So the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that by Rosh Chodesh you do not say Chasima. So on Shabbos you say Shnasan Shabbos Hoslim Lucha, right? Lois of the Bris, Baba Lois of the Bris, Baruch Atah Hashem Hakadosh Shabbos. The Yom Tov you add in Baruch Atah Hashem Hakadosh Yisrael Hazmanim. So there's a Haskola, there's a Psicha, and there's also a Chasima. And Rosh Hashanah there's no Chasima. Dr. Mr. Baruch. The Magen Rambam says, Rosh Hashanah, you're not chayzim. You just say, you stop there. You don't say Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael v'yom zikaron. You don't say that final chasim. Magen Rambam. Allah Harbor heard him know his Kimel Das Knesset Gedola that you do say it. Can't talk a lot of Berachah to Hashem and Kaddish Yisrael beYom Hazikaron, so you would require to say a Chasima as well. So Mishnah Berurah seems to say that that is the final psak, that's what you should do. On Rosh Hashanah, now what's the argument? The argument here is like Rosh Hashanah, there is a heter. You're not supposed to fast on Yom Tov. You may not fast. You must eat. You must eat a meal. And since you must eat a meal, you must mention about the Yom Tov in the meal, in the benching. On Rosh Chodesh, which you do not have to eat the meal. So then you do not have to mention Rosh Chodesh in benching. It's supposed to. But the nafkamina is on the day that you must eat, if you forgot to mention the day, so then you must bench again. The day that you're not required to eat, then you do not have to bench again. So Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to eat a meal. So if a person forgot Yalav Yahweh, he doesn't go back. What about Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is unique amongst the Yom Tovim. There are a lot of fasting Rosh Hashanah. A person who is fasting for tshuva purposes, and he feels that he will feel better if he does that, be allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. So you don't have to eat a meal. So how can you tell me that if you forgot mentioning Rosh Hashanah and benching, you have to go back? You don't have to bench, period, theoretically. So for sure you don't have to go back if you forgot Rosh Hashanah. And the meal is not necessary. So now that also means like this. It has two applications. The one is when you forgot to mention it, like in Rosh Chodesh, you don't say a full chasima because it's not a day which must have a benching. And the second issue is, if a person already started the next bracha, what does he do? So, Gam Kindas Magan Rab, the Shuvan is the Chayshah, the Kumar Barash Kodesh, he does not go back to the beginning. But your Rabbah Chalik, Allah was real late the Chayshah. The Rabbah says, no, that's not true. That he does, in that situation, he would go back to the beginning. Fine. So we have Magan Rab says, you don't go back, and the Ali Rabbah says, you do go back. We have a keyboard in Khalish and Sarah Lakhaboy. Sarah Lerma by Yala by Yabba. Come on, some tough ratio. Yes, Sif Yod. Person who, oil lane, a person has to eat on Yom Kippur. And he has to eat bread. And he has to bench. And he mentioned Yala by Yabba in benching. He puts it to him. Made him this kushliyom yalav yava in sarach lach. So everybody agrees over there. You don't go back. Come over shkodesh. Here's this kushliyom shehis kol birchas of a made him. Shemim the sarach lamer birchas shlosan yomim kedoshim yisrael as yomikipur mazeh b'chasima. Shemim the bezel v'tiv chacham the klal nusach abrocha. The hashem askarish yalav yava kol shalom b'kam rishu and achazer b'chein mistam. You could argue that even though Chazal created this replacement bracha to compensate for the lack of Yalav Yavo on Yom Kippur, it was so uncommon that a person saying Yalav Yavo on Yom Kippur in benching, the Chazal did not create a replacement bracha. That's what he's arguing right now. So a person already finished off the bracha, bracha to Hashem, but Eberachim of Yerushalayim Amen, and he forgot, goes by it. Yom Shabbos, if Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, so then we combine the Nusach of the Bracha. Means a person forgot both Ritzei and Yalav Yavo. Then he said, Baruch Atah Hashem, and then he realizes he forgot Shabbos and Yom Tov, so he would make this Bracha. He remembered Yom Tov, he just forgot Shabbos. See, he just has to replace the Shabbos part of the bracha, not the Yom Tov part. So you mentioned the bracha which is appropriate for that which is the part that you forgot. Machol bracha is halalu. Halacha is your chosim. You say chasim as well. You say b'shem malchus. Pirushet psichas abracha. Abracha is you say bracha to Hashem. You say elokeinu melech olam. You say the fullness. This is all talking about you haven't started the fourth bracha already. Kadam sheyischu. And Hashem and Acher birchas bnei Yerushalayim. The person said Baruch Atah Hashem, whenever Rachamav Yerushalayim Amen, and he realizes, Oyve, I forgot, Yalav Yalav, I forgot, but say, whatever it is, he hasn't started the fourth Baruch yet. He said, Baruch, nah, that's Baruch Atah Hashem, okay, one second. You're going to say Hashem's name, you're ready in the next Baruch. Person realized after one or two words, he can still go back and add this extra insertion. If he realized before he finished the third bracha, he goes back. So what should he do? So he has two choices. Finish off B'nei B'rachim of Yerushalayim Amein, and then add in the assertion for Shabbos or Yom Tov. Or he has an option saying Lamdeni Chukecho, and then going back and saying Ritzei, Bach Litzeinu, or Yalav Yalvoi, and finishing off the whole Nusach and coming back saying U'B'nei Yerushalayim Rekodesh B'nei 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 So if you tell him then chukecha, you have not completed the bracha yet, so you can go back to say ritzei. Okay. Now take a look at the Sharet Zion. He says, why am I saying this? Maybe it's better to finish up the bracha like the correct nusach, and then add in this extra insertion. Maybe that's better. Why am I saying it's better to say Lamdeni Chukecha? Yudches, the Sharet Zion all the way in the bottom line. Kekos of Chayodim that you say Lamdeni Chukecha. And he explains, Mitam, this, if you do that, you're adding an extra bracha you don't necessarily need to do. But I have not finished the third bracha. If I haven't finished the third bracha, I may go back and add the proper insertion of Ritzei, etc. Then I finish off the third bracha. I have not said any extra brachas. Here I'm saying a fourth bracha, which I don't need to say, because I can get away with saying just three brachas. There's some who disagree and say once you say Hashem's name, you can't go back. You finish bracha to Hashem, and he realizes he made a mistake. He finishes off b'nei b'rachim of Yerushalayim, or b'nei Yerushalayim, whatever you say. Then he adds in bracha to Hashem al-Kedem al-Chalom, Asher Nosan Shabbososim l'cho. So that's what he does. Even though some are say like that, but come welcome the mice and nearly shake your kechayotim that you don't. Okay. Fine. That's his main point over there. Is that the Mishabura Chaf Gimel? Asha Hitzchel Atoiv. If you're ready, if you didn't realize, so you started the next bracha, what type of meitiv? You said seven words already, because the first six words are not a steer to going adding this insertion. Right? You just said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. That's all you said. And he's about to start saying Hakel, and before he says Hakel, he realizes he forgot yet. So I have a better idea. Right now, add in the. Take that phrase, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, and say, Asher Nosan Shabbos Hasim Lecho, fill it in like that. Let's call it Baruch Hazu. Amar Rak, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Yisam Asher Nosan Shabbos Hasim Lecho, Rechokach, Yachz Rebi Amar Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Amir Allah. That's what he suggests to do. Okay. So the Bir Lacha, the first one on the page, Asher Hitzchel, brings in many Acharim disagree with the Chayyadim and says, once you started the next bracha, you understand you started the fourth bracha with the intent to say the fourth bracha, not to say this extra insertion. So you started the next bracha already. So you got to go back to the beginning. So he brings that. That the din of the chayotim sarach ian gadol, He has tremendous doubts about how to paskin. But the Maisa Mishabura sounds like with all of that argument, he's not sure what to do. And Mishabura, he paskin like the Chayyadim. Interesting shot. So if a person said, didn't realize till he said it, started a Rebbe Meitiv, he goes back to the beginning of Berachos Hamazon. So what's Mishabur addressing? He's saying, we know by Shemot Esrei, as long as you're still standing there, even though you finish the last bracha, as long as you're in the paragraph about the kind of story, you can go back, you don't have to go back to the beginning. You go back to the beginning of Ritzei, or maybe go back to the bracha of, you forgot, we say Talamot to the bracha, you don't go back to the beginning of Shemot Esrei. You take three steps back, you do. So why are we here? I'm still hung on the benching, so why am I going back to the beginning? He says over here, because the three brachas and the one bracha are really functioning differently. These three brachas are the mitzvah deraisa. This is an added mitzvah derabana. So as far as mitzvah deraisa is finished, it's concerned, you're finished. So you're finished already. It's like you took three steps back. The flip side of this is that we know that anything which is a unit of brachas, a person makes a mistake, it goes back to the beginning. A person makes a mistake in the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. He doesn't go back to the beginning of that bracha, it goes back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. So it depends. If he's still holding in the middle of the bracha, it goes back to the beginning of the bracha. But if he completed the bracha mistakenly, the person forgot Mashi Baruch Amor Adagosha. So as long as he's still holding the bracha, so he's still in the bracha. He finished the bracha, doesn't go back to there, he goes back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Right? So we look at it as one unit. So why don't you look at it over here as the fourth bracha is one unit? He says, no. If he told me bracha revius, shalei amr bo Hashem Malchus, he forgot to say bracha Hashem Malchus. He said bracha Hashem Malchus. He forgot Malchus. Okay? Abisha Kvar Gomer Oisa Bracha Gomer Oisa and Chazal the Tevim Etiv She Bracha Bethneyat. So the answer is the same way. Those three are independent. The fourth is independent. So you don't go back to the beginning of the three. You go back to the beginning of the fourth. That's your major mistake. Okay. Tiv Zion. So we've discussed Shabbos so far. We've discussed Yom Tov so far. We have not discussed Rosh Chodesh yet. Rosh Chodesh is a machlokes in the Mechaber and Rambam. Im tovle hisgibosh of Rosh Chodesh. Ben b'yam ben b'layla. So Rosh Chodesh is true whether it's by day or by night. So by night, there's even more of an argument because it's not really Rosh Chodesh. Like it's, they weren't mechanics of the Chodesh b'layla. So as much as this is Rosh Chodesh, they didn't do it b'layla. So it's not really like a full Rosh Chodesh yet. Right? But a person forgot the yalav b'yam. And he realizes after the third bracha, before he starts the fourth bracha, everything else is the same. Baruch Shanasan Rosh Chodeshim L'mo Yisrael V'zikaro V'ein Oy Chosim Bo. The Mechaber holds you do not complete the bracha. Fine. Who's Yisrael Karm Shehizkel Tevei Meitiv? I will L'mo Yisrael Atcha Hizkel Tevei Meitiv Ein Oy Chosim V'Shen Oy Chayiv Lechol Pas She's Chayiv L'Vorach Berachos Amos. Doesn't have to eat bread. If he doesn't have to eat bread, he's not Chayiv Berachos Amos, and then he must go back and redo it. If said improperly. Then the Mechaber says, so the fourth category, we have Shabbos, we have Yom Tov, we have Rosh Chodesh, and we have Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is the same as Rosh Chodesh. You don't have to eat, and therefore, if the person didn't realize he said the fourth bracha, fine, don't go back. Okay. Now, maybe you should mention it in the Rachamon in some way. So Maybe you can argue, no, there's no mention of Hashem's name in the B'mei Mordechai or the B'mei Matisyo. So therefore, we don't mind you mentioning it later on in Harachamon. You say, Harachamon, who Yasalon Nisim, Niflos Kamosh, Sislav said B'mei Mazan Azeh, and you say the paragraph of B'mei Mordechai Best or the paragraph of B'mei Matisyo. So if a person forgot it in the second bracha, he does not insert it in the third bracha or the fourth bracha, but he gets to the end of benching, when you say the harachamons, he inserts it over there. So do the same with Yavoy. Harachamon who Yerachamon B'Yachamon Aleinu V'Yalav V'Yavoy V'Yagia V'Yareh V'Yeretzeh, something like that, right? Let's say something like that. No. But since you over here you're mentioning Hashem's name in the paragraph, we can't just say it. Can't just take it out of where it belongs and apply it over there by case of Harachamon. So now we have Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, and he forgot. Let's say, or Yalav Yavoy, or both, right? He's going to Shabbos, he's going to Rosh Chodesh. So the first example is, you remember to say, Ritzay, we forgot that you forgot Yalav Yavoy. Well, Nisgar Achi Hiskel Atayva Meit. And he didn't realize the mistake until he said it the fourth bracha. So he said Shabbos. Only problem is Rosh Chodesh. You don't go back because of Rosh Chodesh. Ein Chayzer. But if a person forgot Shabbos as well, and therefore he's going adding in this insertion in honor of Shabbos, and he also forgot Rosh Chodesh, he includes both together. Fine. If he made a mistake, already said the fourth bracha, that's it. He's got to go back to the beginning.
Go back to the beginning of
benching. Because he forgot Shabbos.
Yes, Mishar Mashim,
Shachach Shal Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, the Kadim Shishkel, the Tobe Meitib. So, he forgot Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, and he realized before he said Tobe Meitiv. In the Chassidim, you only mention Shabbos, not Rosh Chodesh. So over here again, we're talking about the bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. We're not just saying baruch shenasan. It means a full-fledged bracha. Okay, a person if you got Rosh Chodesh, right? So you just the language of the mechaber is baruch shenasan. There's something you don't say Elokeinu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. That's not true. You say Baruch Adonai Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shenasan. But if you already said the next bracha, say he doesn't go back. He just goes back. He doesn't go back at all because he's not mechuyav to eat. Then Shachai. The Dafka B'Shabbos Yom Tov. We have the Shemachuyav Lechol Dafka Pas. There you must eat bread. Can't chiyav because the Mosin Kibur Hu B'Yom Amel. You must bench. Therefore, you must mention the yomtiv. You must eat. You must bench. You should mention the yomtiv and the bench. We'll come to tefila. Also, these hanas where you can't fast. You don't have to eat bread. You don't automatically have to bench because you don't eat bread. Therefore, the lack of not mentioning Rosh Chodesh in benching is not going to be ma'akev. Birchas Hamazon. Valkein, im shachach ein tzarich lach. Therefore, if you forgot, you already saw the next bracha, don't go back. Because I'm going to rub, who would they be yomtiv? Yosim shirachas b'yom, shirachas b'layla, shemachiyav lechol, you must eat one meal by night and one meal by day. You want to have a second meal later in the afternoon. Last day of Pesach, right? So people add a third. They have a even if it's not Shabbos, like this year, right? So they add in another meal of the chaper and some more of the mitzvah matzah. Surah of Mashiach, right? You forgot Yalav Yalav about that surah. So what do? You know, well, you mekhiv the yalav meal and yalav, yeah, too. One by night, one by day. You did that already. So this extra meal is not a chiyuv. Oh, okay, so you don't have to go back. More than one surah. Im ochel b'shachach lahaskar meinam ha'ar b'richas ha'mozah in tzarek lahasar. K'v'rish kardesh. Im lo'y k'shaloy ochel surah b'layla sh'mokhiv lechel b'yam sh'taim. The person did not eat by night. He did not eat his empty meal by night, but he wasn't feeling well. He went to bed. He hasn't eaten a meal yet. So he must eat two meals by day. But the case where he ate a meal by night, a meal by day, so the third meal would be extra. Everything is the same. Are the same. That if you start the next bracha, you don't go back. If you didn't start the next bracha, you will make an insertion. Each one the appropriate insertion. He didn't realize until he said it. So Cholamoid is the same thing like Rosh Chodesh. You don't go back if you forgot. Even if it comes out to be on Shabbos, so Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. So you must go back because of the Shabbos part. Yeah, but not because of the Rosh Chodesh part. So I don't need to mention Rosh Chodesh. I don't need to go back. So if you remember the day Shabbos, well, yeah, but you must eat a meal today. Yeah, but nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh. So on the Rosh Chodesh part, there's no chiyuv to go back. Okay, now if you forgot Shabbos as well with Rosh Chodesh, you forgot Shabbos with Rosh Chodesh. A person only forgot Shabbos. So they're going back for Shabbos. They don't need to mention Rosh Chodesh in that. We're arguing that you said Yalav Yavar already, so the person, when he realizes his mistake and he catches it before he starts the fourth bracha, you insert this insertion. You mention, you say, well, you know what? Mention Rosh Chodesh. Talk to Rosh Chodesh. You might as well mention it. Right? You do not need to mention Rosh Chodesh because you already said it. But let's say a person already started the fourth bracha. Unless you go back to the beginning of benching. Okay, go back to the beginning of benching. Why am I saying Yalav Yavar again? I said Yalav Yavar. I said Rosh Chodesh. No, but once you're benching the whole benching again, so like the first benching was ineffective. Okay.
Is that the same thing like if you went to the... I thought about this. Like you go to the bathroom, Motzi Shabbos, and you said, Atahu Nitanu. And then, like, you're in the bathroom long enough that you need to go back to the beginning, you say it again, right? Even though you said it the first time. You know what I'm saying? Is that the same type of situation?
It's a general, it's a similar idea. You know, the Shemoneh Esrei has become nullified by the length of the interruption. Right? So, it's an interesting halacha. So, it's okay. So, the first time he benched, he said Yalav Yavar, and he forgot what to say. Okay, so I'm sorry, sir, you forgot what to say. You already started the fourth bracha. It's too late. Go over again. Start over again. Good. So this time he's saying, he remembers Ritzay. He says Ritzay, he forgets Yalav Yavar.
So he goes to go back again?
So what happens now? So if the pshat is the first benching counted, just you're missing something. So I got between the two benchings, I got Yalav Yavar and I got Ritzay. If you tell me right now, like Mishabur's Lash is Rishon Nisbat al Gamri, the first benching, which is lacking Ritzay, is Ois. So you didn't say Yalav Yavar yet. Okay. Okay, so that would come out to be an interesting psak.
What would come out to be an interesting
psak? Point blank, it pays to pay attention to what you're doing.
That's a general a positive rule. No, saying see, I'm saying in the case where a person forgot Yalav Yavar, you would say in the first time he benched, but he said Yalav Yavar for Rosh Chodesh, for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. The second time he went back to bench because he forgot Shabbos, So this time he mentioned Shabbos and not Rosh Chodesh, not Yalav Yavos. The first time he mentioned Yalav Yavos, and then he mentioned, second time he mentioned Ritzei. What do you count? Can you use the first Shemoneh Esrei, which mentions Yalav Yavos, for over here? First benching. Now, what's in the Geya? It's not in the Geya that you should go back, because you don't go back for Yalav Yavos. In the Geya, do you make an insertion for Rosh Chodesh? When you realize between the third, after the third bracha, before the fourth bracha, we have an insertion of Rosh Chodesh. Do you mention that? The answer is yes. Okay. Now the Mechaber said that when you mention Rosh Chodesh alone, you're not chayes to mention Rosh Chodesh. Or even if you have Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and you forgot Ritzei and Yalav Yavo, you're going to mention both in the bracha, but the chasim is Mechadesh HaShabbos. But over there, I just said Rosh Chodesh. Well, it was the middle of the week of Rosh Chodesh. You know what? Chazal were not masakel. You finish off the bracha. Bracha to Hashem. Mekadesh Yisrael. Rosh Chodesh. But over here, I'm saying Mekadesh Shabbos anyway. Because it was Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, and you forgot both. So why don't you say, let him agav, you know, saying Shabbos, mention Rosh Chodesh also. No. So that did on the Mechaber before that you don't, by Rosh Chodesh, you don't make a chasima. So by Shabbos, you make a chasima. You don't do chasim at all. Let many pesukim argue on the mechaber. So it's like this. In that case of Rosh Chodesh, I'm not going to argue with it. But over here, we have the argument that you're saying the bracha anyway because of Shabbos. You're going to say Baruchat Hashem Hakadosh Shabbos. There are many places hold that you must say Rosh Chodesh as well, a chazima for Rosh Chodesh as well. So you might as well do it. What do you lose? Okay.
What's Shin Bes Tav Mem?
Where are you?
Shabbos Mikol Makom.
Yeah, I don't know where you are. Okay. Let's hold it here.